Hey y'all, welcome to Perfectly Poured. I'm Brittany, your host and your friend on this journey through real life ups and downs. Around here, we're going to keep it honest, faith-filled, and focused on finding the joy in every day. Whether it's overcoming fear, dealing with big emotions, or just trying to keep it all together, we're going to dive in and have some laughs and pour into each other's cups along the way. So grab your drink, pull up that chair, and let's get real. You are right where you're supposed to be. Let's get started. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Perfectly Poured. I'm your host, Brittany, and I'm so happy that you decided to join me on another episode again. Today is really special because I have my best friend here with me, Scarlett, and we are going to get into a beautiful topic about motherhood, the joys, the highs, the lows of it, and we got a little baby in the background too, and she's joining us as well. Yeah, Scarlett and I are both mothers of two beautiful kids, and we're both happily married, which is a blessing. And we'll be talking about, you know, just our lives and what it looks like. Girl. Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm Scarlett. I have two daughters. I just gave birth to my little Elena in June. And she's so awesome. And you'll hear her babbling over there. I think she wants to also talk about her experience being my kid. Which hopefully they're getting a good experience. That's all I can ask for.
I know they're getting a good experience because watching you be a mom in like 4K is amazing.
Yeah, just watching you take care of
you. Yeah, Brittany has seen me be a mom for a very long time. Like, she lived with me for a while when I had my first one. Her name is Mila, and she's 9 now. But when she was not even a year old, let's just say I dealt with some single motherhood, and Brittany was a huge support system for me at the time, still is. But she got to see a lot of things, and she probably witnessed my postpartum when either one of us didn't know what I was going through the first time around.
Well, likewise. Yeah. I think that's beautiful. Because even for me, too, Scarlett was here when I had my daughter, Mars, who's 5. And also when I had my son, too, as well.
Yeah.
And that was wild, too. Just like
that was a surprise.
Girl.
He said, hey.
Yeah. You know, we're coming. Right.
Yes.
Yes, but the fact that we are here to uplift and encourage each other, even in the moments of like the not knowing what is going on season, I think is very important. Especially because there's like postpartum, I don't think gets talked about enough, especially to us. We didn't know a lot of things back then that we know now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I was 20 when I had Mila. So it was just also immaturity. Like, there's certain things that you're not open to because you're not mature enough. And again, I was in a single motherhood situation. So my attention was on other things, not necessarily how I'm supposed to be feeling. I didn't really have the chance to like talk about what postpartum is or explore what that is or navigate it. I just kind of knew it was tough. I didn't know what was going on. And every day was just crazy. So shout out to single moms if you're going through that.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I hope that if you are a single mom, I do hope and pray that you do have support in some form and manner. And even if you don't have immediate support, I do want to encourage you that there is support that's out there for you. When I heard about postpartum, I was always like, in my mind, always perceived it to be like a negative thing, like depression. But postpartum don't have to look like that, you know. I think that when you, because I tried, when after I had my first child, I tried so hard to not be depressed. I tried so hard. I did. I did. I wasn't going to therapy, but then also I was like in my own healing journey and didn't even realize it and trying to adjust to change. So because of all the things I've heard about postpartum, I was just trying to not have it be a negative experience, not only for me, but for my child too. Like I was so hyper focused on gaining, like bonding with my baby and showing up still because, you know, I was a fiance at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then also like not knowing how to say, hey, I need help.
Yeah, that's really hard to do.
Yeah,
for some reason. When I don't know what it is. I think it's just a mix of anxiety. It's just a lot. Like it's a lot of emotion. It's a very volatile time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's hard to delegate things and ask for help.
Oh yeah, especially if you don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you know what, though? I think in the season of postpartum is when I've learned to get closer to God. Because when I was pregnant with Mars, I never went to church before I was pregnant with my daughter. Until I was like 6 weeks pregnant, I got into an accident that kind of shook my faith. But I walked out of that accident unharmed, and so did Mars. And I took my tail to church that following week, and I received like so much love and embrace and direction of where God was leading me to go. And I found that with having him be the core of my motherhood allowed navigating that season to be much easier. Yeah.
You sneeze to the truth. She just sneezed.
It's not like she said, my truth.
So true.
Oh my gosh. So, y'all, we are going to get into balancing faith, marriage, and motherhood. So I kind of wanted to shift to the challenges of balancing marriage and motherhood, especially when mental health is involved. You know, marriage doesn't take a back seat just because we're focused on the kids. It's hard to balance. My husband and I make a point to pray together, even on the toughest days. Not gonna lie, that was not easy at all. Because when I don't know if y'all ever heard this saying, but there's life events that will truly test the relationship.
Believe it.
Yeah. Yikes. When we first had our daughter, we went through a very like challenging time with each other.
Really?
We did. We went through a very challenging time.
Was it just like just everything was just so new, or were you butting heads about every little detail when it came to taking care of her?
It was both. Because we're listening to both of our parents who are trying to like give us good information and good advice, but the thing is like one can give good advice, but it's how that person perceives it. Mm-hmm. Right? And I felt like we both had pride and we both were trying to prove a point.
That's just about in anything like being married in relationships.
We were trying to prove a point, like that we can actually take care of this kid. But also, we didn't check in with each other like we were supposed to, like, especially mentally. And we both weren't working at that time. So I'm going to need America to step his game up when it comes to, like, maternity leave, because that was really challenging. We were going through it. Like, granted, we stayed with family and we were taken care of at that time, but we were going through a rough time with pride and ego because we weren't working. We're trying to take care of a kid and we're trying to figure out, like, are we making the best decisions for each other and for this child?
Yeah.
So that was very hard. And also, we were coming from a season of working a lot and not spending enough time with each other. And then now we have a kid and now that doubled.
Yeah.
So we weren't taking date nights. Like,
that kind of takes a back seat, I feel like, especially because it's just like there's so much responsibility with a new kid,
mm-hmm.
and baby. That it's just like you need to carve out that time, and if you don't,
mm-hmm.
then it's just not gonna ever happen.
No.
So
Mm-mm. No, you have to stay connected and I saw that keeping God at the center of our marriage, that saved it.
See, I have a slightly different situation, mm-hmm. where I'm the one that's mostly talking to God most of the time. Mm-hmm. But I try to, you know, throw some divine wisdom here and there to my lovely man. Because there's just certain things that, like, I can't explain, but he's starting to see, like, you know, just like, help will come out of nowhere. It could just be the slightest thing. It could be something that we've been wanting to do, or mm-hmm. whatever. It just happens. Or like a random check in the mail to help us through, you know, this new season of having a baby, and like, kind of just, we need all the resources that we can get. So
yeah,
it just helps. And I've tried to point out that I'm like, you know, hey, this is just God, you'd be looking out. So now when something good happens, or something like random,
yeah,
like a check in the mail, which has just randomly get little gifts here and there. Don't ask me how, I don't know.
It's God.
It is. It's like, for example, I just got this letter in the mail from a check that this, I don't know what company it was, had it, that they were supposed to give me. And it was from 2018. What are the chances, it's 2024, that something at like comes in at that exact moment when it's like, I just had a baby, like, I'm not working right now, and here comes just a check out of nowhere. So crazy. So now when stuff like that happens, Nick will be like, God, just be looking out. And I'm like,
did you see?
I told you.
But see, I think that is beautiful, because what people fail to understand is that I think what I'm trying to say is this. You have couples that are always going to be on the same page, and you have couples that may not always be on the same page. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you will be on the same page.
Yeah, it's work of progress. It takes time to be on the same page, too, with things. And, you know, sometimes you don't even have to force that.
Like, no.
You know, there are certain things that, like, I need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick will say something or do something that'll, like, help me. Like, learn through him. Mm-hmm. He don't even realize that he's doing it. So,
and that's the beauty of marriages.
It is.
You balance each other out.
Exactly.
We're not gonna know it all.
Exactly.
And neither are they. So it's like lowering that expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that is beautiful. Yeah. Especially when you lean on each other, because ultimately that's still faith and that's still hope.
Yeah.
You know, whether he says it out loud like you do or not, it's still faith.
Yeah, that's true. And he did tell me, like, a long time ago, which I thought was very sweet, that he would, like, say a prayer for me when we weren't together. We have an interesting backstory. Mm-hmm. Won't get into it, but...
But it's beautiful.
It is. It so happens that when we were apart from each other a long time ago, he would still pray for me, or he would say that he prayed for me, and I thought that was very sweet. And it just goes to show, like, everything kind of... fell through together, like, maybe his faith is not as, like, out there as mine is. Like, he's not very loud about it, but he still has some faith in it. But we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, like, coming to a understanding of where we both are with faith.
I think that's beautiful. It's a step at a time.
Yeah.
It's definitely a step at a time. So I definitely want to pivot our conversation, because I think that it's time that we talk about something that isn't talked about a lot, but it should be, which is mental health and how it affects motherhood and what our community looks like, especially faith-based wise.
Uh-huh.
You know, what your surrounding looks like. For me, I feel like the church and faith communities can definitely play a crucial role, especially in supporting mental health for moms during postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, through the entirety, like, just in general for mothers.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. So you go to church pretty often. So how would you say for you, I know you're the one who asks the questions, but...
Ooh, I love this.
What do you say for you? Like, how does going to church help you? How does leaning on the church community
help me?
Mm-hmm. Dealing and navigating with, you know, postpartum.
I think that's a very good question. I think that's a good question. For me, going to church and listening to the sermon. I think in general, when you go to church, you have to have an open mind. I think a lot of people have been church hurt because a lot of people want questions, their questions answered, and they're looking for God to answer them instantaneously. And I think that a lot of people might have a hard time being open. And maybe they have questions on existence. Maybe they have questions. They have a laundry list of questions. And your questions can't get answered often from other people from the church like that, if that makes sense. Uh-huh. If you're seeking for a one-on-one personal question to be answered, you have to seek that through God himself. And the best way to seek that is to have an open mind, to stay in your word. And then also, like, listening to the pastor is also good too. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does any of that make sense? Yeah. Like, I'm not discounting that. Yes, you can learn a lot from people. You can get a lot of your questions answered from people. But if you have personal questions that you're bringing to the throne, I can't give that to you if you were coming to me for that.
Yeah.
I can ask that to be a vessel, right? And there's a difference. But for me anyways, back to what I, you know, to answer your question, I think entering church through fresh ears and fresh eyes with an open mind helped out a lot. Listening to sermons helped. And learning how to read the Bible also helped.
See, like, I don't go to church because I haven't found a church that I feel like home. And I'm still exploring, like, what church really even is for me. I know I need to, from what I've, like, learned about what God wants me to do and, like, the expectations, I know I need to get into church and also need to get baptized. Mm. I've been seeing those things, like, a lot. And I feel like that's necessary, but that's a whole other point. I'm not gonna derail. But the fact is, I don't have like a church that I go to. I kind of just tune in to like a faith community. Like, it could be the content that I'm watching on like YouTube. Like, there's a lot of people that are believers and like they go to church, and I kind of just learn through them.
Mm-hmm.
And I do kind of like explore different churches. I cherry pick certain things because not all churches have like good people.
Yeah.
But they have like really good messages. And I just kind of take what aligns with what I'm learning in the Bible until I find that home church for me. But I have found that it is really helpful to have some sort of community that connects you back to God. Like, I think I follow a lot of what women say, specifically women, because I'm a woman, people that I connect to.
Yes.
But moms, they set really like good examples of like what I want to raise my kids around. Like, there's like one woman I'm having mine right now. She just so happens to be, she goes to church. She's a believer in God. And so she navigates her life a certain way. And I've learned from her. She has no idea who I am. She's just the person on YouTube.
Aww.
But she, you know, by the way that she's living and the example that she's setting, she gives like real, like actual practical daily advice on how to just be a good person, how to be a good mom, how to be a good wife. And so I take that information and I apply it to my life. So like, she might say, this is how you can be a good homemaker. This is how you can build your home so that it's comfortable. This is how you can talk to your kids so that you're talking to them, you know, in a kind way and you're not just letting your trauma kind of lead the way. Like, she teaches you these things and she's learning these things and these morals from going to church. So that's why I need to surround myself with, you know, that sort of community.
That's exactly what I was trying to say. Lord. Yeah. Okay, definitely editing that other part out. But that was spot on.
Thanks.
That was spot on. I love that. Thanks. Because it's true. You know, all in all, I think going to church is important because you have to learn how to decipher what's right versus what's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's guidance. Mm-hmm. So not only is it discernment, but it's like when you go up for prayer and you have people pray for you, or when you feel led, or when like there's like a certain message that sticks out. And it could be, for me, it's always been confirmation of what I was going through the prior week. I'll go in on a Sunday, listen to the sermon. It's like, okay, obviously God is trying to speak to me and keep me centered.
Yeah.
That's my balance.
Yeah. So you need to go to church in order to get that like confirmation, basically.
Absolutely.
And to get that like clarification, yeah. Which it just happens. I don't know. It's the craziest thing. When I have gone to church, it's like, yo, who's been, somebody bugged my house. Like,
that's what I want to know.
Who's been listening?
Right.
Because why does that make sense? Why does that apply? And then there's other times where, you know, I don't have like anything in mind. I just go to church, or I have gone to church just to listen.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a message. I didn't understand the message. So
maybe the message. Right. Sometimes the messages might not be for me.
Yeah.
But you know what I noticed though? That message might be for someone else that we. Sorry. That message might be for someone else that we come across.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. True that.
That's yeah.
So true.
That's yeah. So true. And it could be like later on in that week, yeah. Whatever we've learned, we can apply it to somewhere else.
Yeah.
I think that happens sometimes. Yeah.
Well, all of that to say that, yeah. You know, when it comes to postpartum, when you're especially vulnerable to a lot of like just difficulty,
mm-hmm.
It's important to have those people that will anchor. Will be an anchor to you during your
mm-hmm.
moments during mm-hmm. your postpartum era. So
yeah,
important to have a church family and a church community.
Yeah, you know what's crazy though? When I was going through, like after I had Mars, shortly after lockdown happened, so we stopped going to church physically. I actually did not start going back to a physical church until earlier this year when my grandmother moved here. Because she always went to church. So then I started to take her to church. I was just watching it online. I went to watching my home church that I got baptized at online. And I was like looking at their sermons. And then there was times where I was like, it doesn't resonate with me anymore. So then I would go to like Transformation Church and watch their sermons. And that hit home for me, the way that they were like doing the messages. And I admire Pastor Mike Todd because he does it from a perspective where it's personable.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So I admire that. But I say all of that to say, if you don't have a church that you go to and you do something like what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. Either way, you're getting your word.
Yeah.
So there's no condemnation.
Yeah. I would hope not.
No, there's not. What? I'm a firm believer that church is everywhere, wherever you profess and praise and worship God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, if you read the Bible, Jesus said, all right, this is my church today. Like,
hello?
A log in the woods. Not in the woods, but in the desert or somewhere in where he was walking. It's not funny. But
walk
in the woods. No, cuz that's how he did church. Like, yeah. He would just be here and, you know, he would give the message in a field.
Yes.
Where he pulled fish out of thin air.
I love it.
And that's just that was it.
That's it.
And I'm okay with that. Like that feels like, I don't feel like I'm like in the wrong.
No.
That makes sense.
No.
For like not having a home church.
No.
So, I know that it is beneficial though. Like,
yeah.
To be surrounded by people,
mm-hmm.
By a church family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might not get what you need like right that day, but you have, building a relationship with a church is such like a good thing to have.
And I'll add on to that too. Resources.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of people know, but there are church groups that actually have backstock for diapers, or they can put you in connection where you can get diapers or resources if you don't have it. They can raise money for you. My church that I go to raised money for a mom to get a car.
Yeah.
She had 5 kids, single mother. And if there's certain people, they'll watch your children for you if you need to. Like, if you need to get a babysitter. The church that I go to, they screen their volunteers. They do a background check to make sure that they don't have any funny looking history. So this way it's good. Uh-huh. And it's free.
Uh-huh. And that's exactly how church and a faith community can help you support. Like, yes. Can help support you when you're going through the mental health issues of postpartum. Like,
yes.
How helpful is it if you're having a struggle and, you know, maybe you don't have enough money to get diapers and that's causing you to just be so upset. You go to your church family and they're like, we've got you.
Yes.
You know, we're going to take care of you for a car so you can get back and forth and take your kids to wherever they need to go to. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
it's important.
And they offer good counsel too. So if you can't afford therapy, of course they have. You have a team of people willing to help you through your mental health struggles. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Me too.
I'm trying. All right. Well, look. All right. We're just going to lighten the conversation. I just want to let you guys know that motherhood is a journey, but it comes with struggles. We all know. But it also all the time is filled with pure joy. Uh-huh. Our babies are funny. Like, for the first time, I just watched mommy make her daughter laugh.
That was perfect.
Yes.
That is literally the joy. Like, I'm just like so excited that she laughed. And it's the smallest thing. It's just her laughing. But to me, that just like made me just giggle so much. Like, I'm a little kid. It was so sweet. I love it. Maybe we can insert the clip. Maybe. We'll see.
We'll come back to that. But look, I think that there's so much joy in motherhood because they teach us a lot about ourselves. Mm-hmm. We get to watch them grow. Mm-hmm. We get to watch them hit milestones. Mm-hmm. We hit milestones.
Yeah. With them.
So. What? Like,
there's no better feeling than like struggling with something, right? Like anything parent related, like, mm-hmm. dang, like I could not get my kids to sleep, or you know, dang, I can't cook, I've been burning everything, my kids hate my food. So then all of a sudden you get it right, and then it's just like, okay, I got this. Like, there's a joy in that too. Like, you know, when my kid just doesn't want chicken nuggets and french fries and actually will eat what I cook.
Oof.
It's amazing.
Yes.
What we're doing.
Yes. It's like you're doing something right.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, yes. And to not have mommy guilt either. Mm-hmm. To know that what you're doing is good enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes. It's not unnoticed. Uh-huh. They appreciate it. And to have your significant other also look at you in awe. Oh my gosh.
That happens. Yeah, that's been happening.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Not, you know, it's not just your baby looking at you like you're the best thing in this world.
Yeah.
It's just it's so much forgiveness that happens. Mm-hmm. And I think that we are like our own biggest critics. Mm-hmm. But you have to let it go.
Facts.
You have to let it go. Let it go. We make mistakes every single day. But just like a child forgives us, we should forgive ourselves too. Don't hold on to that little moment where you accidentally burnt the toast or left the stove on. It'll be all right. It'll be okay. Yeah. So to any mom that's listening, who's in the thick of it right now, I want you to know that we see you. Mm-hmm. Your surrounding sees you. Your children sees you. I want you to start looking in the mirror so you can see you. Most importantly, God sees you. He knows your heart. He knows your fears. He knows your exhaustion. You don't have to make yourself perfect.
Yeah.
Not even for your family. And he's walking with you through it all. So lean on him in every moment.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to ask for help. You cannot carry the weight alone.
Right. You absolutely cannot. You know, you have to know that as long as you're doing your best, you're gonna get your blessings. Like, I'm a firm believer in that. If you show up every day, just show up. You don't have to do everything perfectly. You just show up. You just get up and you have good intentions for your family.
Yeah.
And you keep God at the forefront of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And give him the credit that he deserves.
Yeah.
For saving you from a lot of stuff.
Oh, yes.
That's going to be everything that you need. Like, everything else, like, yeah, maybe you didn't get the dishes done, but you fed your babies. So, you might not have washed all the laundry, but they got to wear
clean clothes.
That's why they're dirty, because all their stuff, you know, right. You just have to give yourself some grace too, and just know that you're working hard. You can't be on top of everything. I'm speaking to myself. And, you know, just eventually you will find your rhythm. That's going to happen. It's just going to happen, because, you know, at the end of the day, God does want you to succeed and do things.
Yes.
The way that will, I guess, you know, give him all the glory.
Absolutely. So. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's going to make sure that you're lined up to do things the right way.
Right. And don't stress out just because it doesn't seem like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes time. I think you said that before. It takes a lot of time. It's not just like a, I don't know, we were having that conversation outside. I think we were before we did the podcast. But like, just like, you know, when you go to therapy, it takes time. Same thing with just dealing with postpartum. It's going to take time. It's not an instantaneous fix.
No, it's not. And you have to take your expectations out of it. Mm-hmm. You have high expectations on how it's going to look or turn out. I think it sets us up for failure. You know, so when you take your expectation out of it, you can expect things to be good and work towards things being good. Yes. Mm-hmm. But the fact that everything has to meet a certain standard, it's not always going to do that.
And it's exhausting.
Oh my gosh. That's such a heavy weight to carry. So my good sis, please take that weight off your shoulders and free yourself from guilt, doubt, and imperfection, because you are perfect just the way you are. You are a working progress.
Period.
You are working progress. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, if there's one thing that I want you to leave with, there's one thing that we want you to leave with, most importantly, is this. Prayer and community are lifelines. As moms, we can't do this thing alone. We need each other.
Yeah.
We need community. And God never intended us to be alone. Surround yourself with people who will lift you up in prayer, and just in light and delight in you, and don't hesitate to be that person for someone else.
Yeah, I agree. Amen. It's very true. You have to, even if you don't want to, even if you don't want to be around people, sometimes you got to push yourself a little bit, nudge yourself, because it is not healthy to be by yourself. Like, all the time. Like, it's important to let people in. And if you're having a hard time letting people in, you need to figure out why. That's going to be a huge help when you let people help you out, or when you feel comfortable letting go of things. If you're suffocating yourself, you have to figure out why you're doing that to yourself, because it's important that you do.
Yeah, it's so relieving. So we're leaving. So I would love to close us out in a beautiful prayer. So Lord, I just thank you for every mother listening, every friend listening, every ear that's listening. And I ask that you give them the strength to continue their journey and remind them that you are with them every step of the way. I pray that they find peace, joy, and hope in you.
Amen. Amen.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you, Scarlett. You're the best.
Thank you. For you.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You are the best.
Thank you.
I thank you for your authenticity. I thank you for just sitting here on this podcast with me. Neither one of us saw this coming, but
this is fun though. I think this is really cool that you're sharing these messages. I think it is what's the word? Very, I want to say purposeful. Y'all, English was my second language. So there's some words that come out in my mind that they're like in Spanish, but I can't translate it fast enough. All I want to say is, this is really nice of you to be so encouraging to people.
You.
And it's like a really good, noble thing that you're doing. You know, it's a nice chat, but I feel like it will reach certain people and, you know, make them feel better. And that's really nice of you. So,
thank you. Here. Oh my God, I try. Thank y'all for allowing us to be nice little therapists in your pockets.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So to all the moms that are listening, remember that you are loved and you are doing an amazing work. And if you're a mommy to be, the same applies to you. I want you guys to lean on God and your community and take it one day at a time. So if this episode blessed you, please share it with another mom or share it with anybody, honestly, because I'm sure we all can use bits and pieces of this message.
Yeah,
And don't forget to subscribe to Perfectly Poured and make sure you go ahead and hit that like button and share it. And don't forget that next week we'll be having a great conversation. I have a special guest. I'm not going to disclose much information outside of that. But
you got to tell me off air.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell her who's coming. But you guys are not going to want to miss it. I do have a suicide prevention specialist to help us round out this month. As you guys know, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. We are doing everything in our power to bring awareness to y'all and let you guys know that if you need help, it's okay to say you do. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you are tuned in and your notifications are on, because this girl will be delivering. All right, so until next time, stay blessed and keep your cups ready to get perfectly poured into.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.